When darkness falls and the full moon rises, an ethereal clatter of hoofbeats pierces the stillness, slows the heart, and chills the spine. For this sound heralds the coming of a ghastly cavalcade, not of this world, that descends upon the continent from beyond the firmament. A band of spectral riders, a war host whose foreboding presence hints at dark intimations. Stories told along lonely roads and round smoldering campfires speak of raiders atop steeds black as oblivion, who kidnap children, who maim and butcher, who haunt nightmares. Their arrival portends doom. In their wake, the flames of war are fanned, the fates of kingdoms lie shattered, and the minds of those who glimpse them are twisted to madness. All that remains is myth and mystery. They have powers beyond comprehension, are filled with bloodlust beyond reason. They are inescapable, crossing space and time in pursuit of their dark ambition. They have been known by many names throughout the ages. The Wraiths of Morhaug, the Red Riders, the Wild Hunt. But who are they really? What are they? And what is the purpose hidden beneath their grim visage? Before we begin, I want to give a huge thanks to all of my supporters on Patreon. You're truly fantastic, and I'm so grateful for the patronage. All right, let's dive in. To understand the Wild Hunt, one must first dispel the mysticism that envelops them. This small band of nefarious mounted troop, despite the appearance of death incarnate, are in fact very much alive. They're members of a race of elves known as the NL, or Alderfolk, native to another sphere of existence. The Wild Hunt are elite cavalry and huntsmen tasked with traveling the cosmos in search of riches to plunder and other beings to enslave. For hundreds of years, the Hunt's predations victimized humans and elder races of the continent. Entire hamlets found razed the morning after the Hunt's passing. Scores of dead, countless missing, and hysteria on the survivors' lips. In shocked terror, they recount the Hunt's deeds. Tales of mystical skeletons who appear in an instant and vanish with the mist. The Wild Hunt's infamy amongst the Northern Kingdoms earned them the moniker the Wraiths of Morhaug. Myth has charged them with superstition. The Wraiths portend calamity if seen galloping along the horizon. The Skellig Islanders claim the Wraiths sail aboard the gruesome ship Naglfar, built from toenails and fingernails of the dead, and will return with a host of undead during Ragnarok, the end of days. To propagate fear and intimidate the conquered, the Wild Hunt is cloaked in skeletal caparisons, girded in fierce armor, and surrounded by an illusory aura that projects terror, the magic of which immobilizes astonished lookers-on. They're believed to be undead necromancers who ride rotten steeds and bring with them only death. The opaque mysticism gives way to their true form as the Hunt returns to their home world. Among the Alderfolk, they are known as the gallant but menacingly brutal Derg Rodri, which translates from Elder speech to Red Riders, for the crimson cloaks worn while raiding. Their appearance described in the Lady of the Lake novel as they pursue Cirilla of Cintra. The air above the cliff suddenly vibrated and became blurred like glass with water spilled over it, and then it shattered like glass, and darkness poured out of the rupture while riders spilled out of the darkness. Around their shoulders fluttered cloaks whose crimson color brought to mind the glow of a fire in a sky lit by the blaze of the setting sun. Derg Rodri. The riders are led by Aridin Breac Glass, a dauntless warrior with inextinguishable ambition, and possessed of unique abilities that render them a dangerous force. They're unparalleled in martial arts, the way of the sword and bow. Many are proficient magic wielders, shapers of chaos. But what truly distinguishes the Hunt is the ability to bridge the chasms of space and time, to warp the fundamental elements of reality in pursuit of their prey, elucidated to Ciri by Aridin when he states, "Know that my Derg Rodri, my Red Riders, can catch up with you even in the abyss of times and places. There is no realm, world, or time they cannot hunt. This ability has been greatly diminished due to the calamitous conjunction of the spheres and events of their past, which limit the number of their retinue. Though the Wild Hunt doesn't discriminate amongst its would-be captives, its attention has been singularly focused on the tracking and retrieval of Cirilla of Cintra. They sense the elder blood that flows through her veins as a descendant of Lara Doran ap Shaedal and know the grand might within her. Ciri holds the key to unlocking the Ard Gaeth, to opening space and time completely and allowing the NL to terrorize the spheres once more in a bloody golden age of conquest. This grand desire is a burning impetus for the Red Riders, who unwaveringly pursue the Child of Destiny. To better understand the Wild Hunt's future, however, we must first look to their past. In an age long gone, consigned to myth, the homeworld shared by Enel and Enshay elves crumbled to calamity and faced oblivion. The Enshay fled through temporal portals known as Ardgaith and settled the lands that would come to be the continent. The Enel, fueled by egotistical superiority, broke from their cousins and settled another unknown world. To their dismay, the Alderfolk found their new paradise already tainted by the presence of two sentient races, humans and the mystical, ethereal, but supremely powerful unicorns. Infuriated by such lesser beings, the Enel waged a relentless war of extermination to cleanse their new home of those below them. From this conflict, the Red Riders were born, an elite regiment of master cavalrymen to outflank, outthink, and outride their enemies. Victory after victory fed the legend of the Derg Rodri. After years of interminable battle, the Enel ascended as victors over the humans and unicorns, true masters of their domain. The Enel's vainglory wasn't sated with the capture of one world. They wished to extend their empire to spheres beyond in righteous conquest. In possession of the large temporal Ardgaith, and in command of magic controlling space and time, elves swept across the cosmos as bearers of death and destruction. Heading such invasion forces were the Red Riders, whose magical clout and martial prowess broke through any defenses mounted. The ashes of war left many imprisoned, orphaned, without home or livelihood. The Red Riders' faculty shifted to enslavement as they hunted down survivors and pressed them into bound servitude, slaves to indulge the whims of the superior race. But the golden age of the Alderfolk was cast into twilight with the conjunction of the spheres, a multiversal cataclysm, the outcome of which destroyed the Enel's temporal gates and largely stripped them of their control over the foundational elements. Their vision of empire shattered, but the elves still burned with supremacy, still desired dominance over lesser races. The Wild Hunt was called upon to continue raiding other worlds and capture slaves, but the extent in which they could execute their purpose was significantly hampered. They now rely on the limited magic of navigators to open small portals into other worlds, nothing as massive as the Ardgaith of old. The bridge across the cosmos is narrow and allows only a small band to cross. Thus, the ranks of the Red Riders have dwindled, but their skill is no less terrifying. They gallop across countless worlds, project an ethereal skeletal visage that instills fear and abscond with slaves for their kingdom. By chance or by destiny, the Wild Hunt crossed paths with Cirilla of Sintra during the events of the Witcher novels. Their leader, Aridin Glass, felt the aura of power emanating from Ciri, the presence of Elder Blood pumping through her heart. The Elder Blood represents an opportunity for the Enel, a promise of once more controlling time and space, of opening up the temporal gateways to ignite brilliant flames, stoking a second golden age bathed in bloody domination. To this end, the race of Morhog pursue Ciri with temerity. They succeed in their mission, and Aridin brings Ciri before the aging king of the Alderfolk, in their kingdom of Tir Nila, so that her powers and those of her children might be wielded to devious ends. The novels see Cirilla escape her captors, though still hotly trailed by the hunt, and the king of the Enel dead. It's hinted Master Aridin poisoned the king to usurp the throne. The fate of the Wild Hunt is expanded upon in the Witcher video game series. Here, Aridin has taken the throne by force and assumed the title of King of the Alder Folk. Terrible realization dawns, however, as the Enel discover the white frost encroaching upon their homeworld, a destructive force of the multiverse that threatens to cover all in the cold blanket of ice, stagnation, and death. The end of days prophesied by the oracle Ithilien Ep Evanine. The Enel are hopeless to resist such a force of nature. They believe that only through Ciri and her elder blood can it be stopped. The Wild Hunt once more don their ghastly armor, mount their black steeds, and race across the cosmos to capture Cirilla before their own time runs out. The Wild Hunt, the Red Riders, the race of Morhog, names ascribed to a roving band of spectral riders who gallop along the firmament in diabolic pursuits. Mystery shrouds them. Superstition obscures them. Their presence heralds war, their sighting a portent of doom. They are a waking nightmare, a fireside legend, a myth passed down by the precious few who survive their attack. They are inscrutable, implacable, irresistible. They are the Wild Hunt. Thanks so much for watching and listening to this video on the Wraiths of Morhaug. Now I want to hear from you. Let me know your thoughts on the Wild Hunt and their search for Ciri, as well as suggestions for future videos in the comments below. And if you're a fan of Lauren's storytelling, subscribe to the channel, check out the podcast or the blog, where content is uploaded frequently. I want to thank my amazing supporters over on Patreon, who make all of this possible, and I couldn't do it without their fantastic support. If you'd like to become a lore luminary for access to me, a great community, written scripts, and early video drops, head to patreon.com/thelorebrians to learn more. Until next time, go forth and explore the lore.